Welcome to the Pinecast. It is just Jason and Steve tonight.
So you're in store for a hell of a cast.
Yeah, it's gonna be a
lightning round. Sans David.
Ouch!
Thank David. God.
He's off bowling them three hundos.
Uh huh. Something like that.
He wishes. We haven't recorded in 3 weeks, and over those 3 weeks, absolutely nothing has happened.
No.
Nothing.
No baseball playoffs are boring. Nothing historic.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Typical.
So, on to hockey.
Yeah.
What has happened since
everything, the whole playoffs happened.
Pretty much. Do we even do a podcast while the playoffs were happening?
Right,
like
before,
wild card games?
No, right before. I think after the wild card games we did. Anyway, doesn't matter. So we can just talk about the important thing, I guess.
Our feelings.
The actual World Series, which was actually a pretty good World Series.
It was a pretty good series.
Considering the games were all pretty good, I thought.
Game 6 sucked.
Yeah, Game 6. That was the only blowout. Yeah.
The bad sports night all around.
For us. Yeah. Because, yeah, that's, the Blues got blown out that night, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that game six was a little rough, but you could kind of see that one coming. So Cleveland had their 3-1 lead, right?
Right.
And then I didn't know this, but
and then LeBron.
LeBron fucked him over.
Chirping about the...
No, he
Warriors
had
blown a 3-1.
No, he had a Halloween party.
Yeah, his drum set of his skeleton band thing,
and
lead on it.
Yeah, and something about 3-1 lead cookies or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yeah, that backfired.
Oh yeah, yeah, it did.
I mean, that backfired for all Cleveland fans because they were enjoying that 3-1 lead meme.
Yeah,
a
and
lot.
I was scrolling through Reddit last night, the Cubs victory thread, and it was 75% people yelling at the Indians about a 3-1 lead.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's
man,
because it was the same thing. It's been since the Warriors blew the 3-1 lead to the Cavs,
right?
And that's exactly how it's worded. Everyone words it on Reddit that blah blah blah. The Warriors blew a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Blah blah blah.
Right. But, like, I would expect the Cubs fans to be a little more talking about
their
success.
Do you think they were actual Cubs fans?
No,
because
that's probably true.
They were. I looked through some of those Reddit threads, too. And
that's probably a good point.
It was all those threads were getting bumped to the front page of all, so it was just full of everyone. But, yeah, no, I got to – for all the real Cubs fans out there, it's pretty cool for them. I mean, in all honesty, as much as I don't even know if I hate the Cubs. I mostly just, am not, I don't really feel much of anything for the Cubs. Because they've always been that rival that's like, they've always been the lovable loser. But I'm sure now, I mean, it's different now because they're good.
Yeah.
And they're going to be good for a while. That it's a little... more hatred, I guess, there. Or whatever.
Right.
But they were going to have to win one eventually, and curses and all that horse shit aside, they've got fucking the money to throw against putting a good team together, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, and so. It's cool for the longtime Cubs fans.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even notice the bandwagoners as much, because you can actually find, like, legitimate... lifelong Cubs fans.
Oh yeah, no, they're
pretty easily.
Oh yeah, so. For sure. And they travel well. That stadium in Game 7 was half Cubs fans. I think when Fowler hit that home run, that place was loud.
Oh yeah,
loud as shit.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a lot of people with a little bit of money going.
Oh
up
sure.
There.
Well, right, because you're not going to get into a game at Wrigley.
Well,
So your better option might be to buy StubHub tickets off in Cleveland.
Yeah,
they're cheaper. I'm sure plenty of Cleveland fans sold their sold their tickets. I know for about some money.
The All-Star break. I had talked to a guy I know up in Chicago, and he was telling me that there's like no one under 30 that goes to Cubs games or talks about the Cubs games up there.
Yeah, I don't
from the main.
I don't. Yeah, crowd, but I don't get that a lot. Like, I mean, I know that I know there are a shitload of like young Cubs fans and stuff and people that moved to Chicago. They typically adopt that team rather than the White Sox because they're in a shitty part of town, you know?
Right.
And, you know, they're the White Sox. But they seem to be a lot of people's adopted team, you know? And people that move out of Chicago, then they're scattered all over the place, you know?
Right.
Cubs fans are all over. That was on your computer.
Oh, oops. Device check.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? So, anyway, though, that game last night was actually, the game seven was actually a pretty freaking good game. It ended up being.
It ended up being a really good game.
It had the chance to, like, just kind of, you know, I watched the entire thing, and Ange actually watched the whole thing, too. Yeah.
Rain delay and all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wasn't leaving, especially after that home run.
I had to get up at 6 this morning, so that was a little rough.
Nice. Yeah, it was... it had the chance to kind of be boring, you know, obviously.
It was, like, the first half was not looking good.
But it seems like both managers, mostly Madden, made it the most entertaining it could possibly be.
Yeah.
Right? By so
throwing Lester in, letting him knock out Ross real quick. Although I guess Ross's feet actually got tangled up in the replay, but it looks like he gets knocked on his ass by
Regardless, but for that to that makes zero sense to me. Hendricks was pitching great.
It was 5-1 at that point too, right?
It was 5-1. Hendricks is pitching great.
Right.
And then he gets one runner on by a little seeing eye grounder up the middle that Addison Russell couldn't get to.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't like it was a line shot or anything. He puts in Lester, which means you also have to put in David Ross because Lester needs to have his catcher.
Yeah. Security blanket.
And so, like, and he puts him in with two outs and a guy on base, right? So he walks a guy, right? I think that's what happened.
Yeah,
and then the little nubber in front of home plate, you know, whatever that Ross couldn't get to, kind of gets away. And then, or maybe I'm the maybe I'm thinking Kipnis. About it opposite. And then the wild pitch,
the two run wild pitch, which is pretty rare,
which is pretty Cubs, Cubs like.
It really is.
Yeah. And then the night before, Madden set up another nice bit of drama because the night before he pitched Chapman in a 7-2 game or whatever the hell it was at the time.
He put him in like the seventh.
Yeah, for like two or three innings, right?
And for some reason, let him start the ninth. He started the ninth. I don't think he finished it. I think he came out in the ninth.
Yeah, so like. How? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't make any sense.
If Matheny had done that shit, I'd be losing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I would be losing my mind if we had a shutdown closer and you're up six runs, whatever the hell it was, I don't even remember. In game six, you're going to need him. Like, I understand shutting it down.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's like you've got other guys in the bullpen. It's like, holy shit, did they not even make the flight?
Right.
Like, who the hell is even in their bullpen? The Cubs.
Oh, man. Strope.
Like, yeah, but like, they've got that that Montgomery stroke, guy, right? I guess. And like, yeah, but still, like, holy shit, you got warm bodies.
Well, that Carl Edwards Jr. guy has been pretty good this postseason. I don't know if he had pitched at that point in that game.
I don't know. That made no sense to me. But that setup. But Chapman's arm is basically about to freaking detach itself from his body.
I mean, whatever. He only threw like 90 pitches over 3 days?
What?
4 days?
That's a shit ton. Are you kidding me?
Starters go out and pitch that?
If Rosenthal.
In a day.
No. No, it doesn't matter. No.
I mean, they're not throwing 105.
He's not throwing 105.
Yeah, true.
And he needs the rest, too, because you could tell last night when he was running out of gas, you know, him throwing 100 is, you know, he can still get to 100, but it's hittable.
Yeah.
And then once he was in there a little bit, he was only able to get up to 98, and he stopped even throwing his fastball. He was throwing all sliders that ninth inning.
Hey, I just, you gotta, if you get up against Rajai Davis, you're going to expect that a bomb's coming.
Right. Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
From the right side of the plate, I think earlier in the series, I thought they had said that he hit 4 from the right side in the regular season.
Basically.
And like 30 from the left
one spot
or something.
When he's hitting from that side, he can hit a home run on.
I don't remember. How many ever from the left?
Essentially what they were saying is that there's literally one spot you can throw the ball to him that he can hit a home run with batting right-handed.
Nice.
Just because
it was a line freaking shot.
Yeah,
well,
took
out
thing,
the cameraman.
I'm surprised that thing
so,
hung up.
But, yeah, well, anyway, that's what the night before, him, Madden throwing Aroldis in, a blowout, basically, that the Indians had no chance of catching up.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you can,
they did.
You could have brought in whoever, and it's like if they run into trouble, then you've got Chapman.
Yeah, I think you start with somebody else there. Yeah. And let him get a few out because you don't want to burn him for 2.5 innings.
And also,
in a
it's just giving everyone more chances to see him.
I mean, overall, right? Yeah.
But, like that's what I'm saying. If Matheny had done that, I would have shit my pants out of fury.
So here's the thing I was thinking.
Yes, it makes no sense.
What I was thinking from this series is like, okay, now this seems like finally, because of Francona really starting it with going to Miller like all the time right away, like in the fifth inning and
He did that in the seventh.
Yeah, I'm just mean the throughout the whole playoffs. It's like, okay, maybe now some of this is actually going to seep over into the regular season where teams are going to go to their closer in the highest leverage situation, like bases loaded in
but
a one-out lead.
Miller's not their closer.
I know, but it's like they're going to go to their best guy early in a game, like a fifth inning, in a big situation. Maybe not fifth, but like sixth.
I don't know. I mean, I get that they were using Miller in opportune times, but I think teams do that now, you know?
Not really.
Well, Miller, you gotta think about it as Miller is like on our team on the Cardinals, it would be Segrist would be our Miller, right?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is I don't know
so Matheny even sometimes even though he's like super ridiculous about every dude has their particular inning they got to pitch.
This is what I was trying to get to was that
he even was a little lax on that later in the year.
What I was trying to get to was that basically, like, I could see it kind of seeping in more where people actually, like, go to their closer in, like, the eighth inning if there's, like, guys on and just have somebody else close out a game. I think it's possible.
Know.
But I think
if you look
some
at the
people
numbers,
will start doing it.
If you
but
look
I don't,
at the numbers.
I think some people will start doing it, but I don't think Matheny will. He's pretty much set in his ways where he's not going to change even the slightest bit.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get on a Matheny tangent, but I don't know. But anyway, so that's what set up that Aroldis kind of arm falling off, and they don't give a shit. The Cubs don't, because they're probably not going to resign his ass.
I mean, dude shouldn't get hurt from throwing 90 pitches in 3 days.
He's not going to get hurt,
whatever. He's fine.
No.
I'm sure he wanted to pitch those innings.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure he did. He didn't look like he wanted to be out there. The thing
really
is...
He really looks like he wants to be out there.
Not really any time. But you could tell. Like, he was fucking out of gas. And then on top of that, after he blew the lead, you know, they scored 3 runs with 2 outs.
Right, in the 8th.
Right. All when Aroldis came in, because Lester started that inning.
Yeah.
You know, that was another thing. Then they had 2 outs, and he pulled Lester, which Lester was pitching really well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it made even less sense to bring Chapman in at that point, because you had one guy on base, and you're up 4. So yeah. I don't know. It was a little ridiculous. The managing, it just seems like I was sitting there watching that and I was like, the Madden's managing is ridiculous to me, but it always seems to work out for him. Like, always. And then Rajai Davis hit that home run.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
It didn't work out.
Yeah, it's like even bringing in David Ross worked out because he hit a bomb
right
in his first at bat.
But so I think that game was kind of like a microcosm for all of the bandwagon Cubs fans to experience, like the guys that just joined after they won the NLDS.
Yeah, you saw.
You had to get the good that good Cubs, you know, the flow of like, oh, this is our year. We're going to do it. Oh, no, we're terrible again.
They completely rip your heart out.
Even in the last game. So, like, the whole World Series was that on a little bit longer. And then even the last game was it again.
Yeah.
They just
have
to try to ruin their fans' days as much as possible.
Something like that. But, anyway, then after that rain delay helped him out.
Big time. I think that rain delay cost the Indians the game.
I wouldn't go that far, but it definitely the Indians, I think, lost the momentum when they went 1-2-3 in the ninth.
Yeah,
and they couldn't hit Chapman, who was throwing bullshit sliders up in the zone that should have been hammered.
Yeah,
like he was spinning sliders up there the whole fucking time.
Yeah, and people weren't looking for it. They were still looking fastball. It seemed.
But then he got Kipnis. He threw all sliders and then he threw 98 up and in, and he couldn't. He couldn't lay off of it.
I don't know why he couldn't though, because that thing was. His eyes have got to be better than mine, and that thing picking up. I imagine MLB pitchers can pick up pretty well, like. A slider that's coming at the point that was, I wouldn't think he'd expect it to break back in for a strike.
I don't think he was looking slider.
that's what I mean. So he should be able to read that a fastball up there is way out of the zone. Because that wasn't a great pitch.
I don't think it was way out of the zone. It was up and in at his numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed a little high and tight. A little too much.
Yeah, well, if he hadn't been getting a whole dose of sliders that were 88 and then got 98, then he probably would have been able to make connections.
Or a Rizzo clothesline the inning before.
Oh, God.
I mean,
Rizzo didn't clothesline him. He just ran into each other.
I know, but it was a clothesline. Dude had his arm out to reaching for the ball. I'm not saying he did it on purpose.
He even ran into his arm. He ran into his chest.
It was, I know. But it was like, he kind of had his arm out, so it looked like he just got clotheslined and wiped out. I'm just painting the picture.
I don't think
that was a pretty bad collision. I was surprised that
it looked worse than it was. I mean, Rizzo's kind of a big, soft.
Right, they're both
guy.
Big dudes. So I mean, that's why I was like, damn. You know,
but So with all that, I mean, aside from that, it was pretty well managed. It was just people were. I thought I had seen. Some people comparing like La Russa, like managing like La Russa style.
Yeah.
You know, with the pitching changes and stuff. And to me, I was like, that's totally different. Like, because La Russa actually used his freaking bullpen.
Right.
It was like.
more than.
I mean, who?
Like, he'd pitch a guy for one guy, not bring a guy in for three innings.
Francona, he threw in Miller for what? Almost three innings, 2 2/3.
Yeah, I don't know
and
what
then
he finished.
And then he threw an Allen for like another 2 2/3.
I think I heard that.
And then they finally went to the bullpen with that Shaw guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, there's somebody that's not Miller or your closer throwing in this baseball.
Well, I think I heard that Kluber, Miller, and Allen combined for 50% of their innings pitched this postseason or maybe in the World Series.
That's probably pretty crazy ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't go to Bauer earlier. He ended up doing pretty well.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Or Salazar, because he came in and had a good few innings in Game 6. He pitched a few innings. He hasn't pitched a lot, I guess. But.
Yeah, he might have been like unavailable or whatever, because he's probably still one of those guys that takes forever to warm up.
He pitched pretty well, so.
Yeah, but then.
Save
some
innings from Miller earlier.
Yeah, but I think that. So the ninth inning, I think that crapped their momentum right out when they couldn't do anything. They went 1-2-3. And then. The rain delay. So there's 17-minute rain delay, in which apparently Jason Hayward gave a rousing speech.
Yeah, apparently.
Players only.
It's like the only time Jason Hayward was mentioned during the World Series was after they won, and all of the players credited him for the comeback. Yeah. Essentially, he's like, shit, Hayward's on the team?
Making his money.
Yeah. Make it, 184 million worth. Bucks right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just leave his ass on the team to hit 230, throw a dude out every once in a while and make good speeches.
I'll say this. I would have actually been okay if Hayward hit a go-ahead bomb. Like, I would have been fine with it. I don't have a beef with Hayward.
I don't have a beef with him either, but like, there's other guys that that would, you know, deserve it more.
Oh, yeah. Guess, well, I'm just saying, well, he was up late with the guy on. Yeah. Like, I could see
Hayward. It would have been fitting. It would have been fitting for him to do something, but he didn't do
it. I still like Hayward. I think
no, I
Hayward
like him well enough,
sat
but...
down and he took his time and made his decision. I don't think he, like, jumped the gun or did it out of spite for the Cardinals.
I don't think he did it out of spite. I think he saw more money and he took it.
No, I don't think he did. I thought the Cardinals offered him more.
It was more long term, but it wasn't going to be that 2-year opt out.
Well, even I was talking to we were talking to David today. Now I forgot what he had mentioned. I was like, you know, Hayward never actually said that. Shit, now I can't think of what it was.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But yeah, then so Zobrist, your MVP. Yeah, that was, I mean, I kind of see
hold
that
on, before we get to that, I wanted to go back to the rain delay, what I think killed them.
That's what I was talking about.
You just said Zobrist MVP.
That was right after the rain
delay.
Well,
I know, but I'm talking, I'm going back to the Indian side of it. So, what I think really hurt them was just the fact that they ended up sticking with the same guy that had been out there, and he didn't look good when he came back in.
No.
I think they should have started fresh.
Allen, even before that,
well, that was the Shaw guy that was in there then.
Well, I'm talking about before that, when it was raining, they played through it. Allen couldn't get a grip on the pitches.
Yeah, and then it kind of stopped raining, and he kind of got it going again.
And then he was all right. But, yeah, Shaw, it didn't seem like he was, because he walked, did he walk Ross? It was Ross Riss. He walked,
I think,
Ross.
He came in and walked dude right off the bat, I think. And then, they pinch ran for him.
And then...
walked Schwarber, and they pinch ran for him. Or Schwarber got on?
I don't know. Whatever.
Schwarber got on, and they pinch ran for him.
Yes.
That Almora Jr. guy.
No, Schwarber, Schwarber had a base hit. Schwarber had a base hit, and then it all kind of... And then they pinch ran. Would they steal second?
Didn't steal. He tagged up on a deep fly ball from Bryant, who was jammed as hell on that. Man, that thing almost got out.
He crushed
insane.
That ball.
Insane. Like, that thing looked like he hit it off his hands.
He's got some pop.
He grew on me a little bit this year. I'll say that I...
Did you not like him before?
Yeah.
What had he done to you?
Well, you don't remember in the beginning of the year I was talking about all he does is strike out?
He strikes out a lot.
Yeah, but he actually...
He still does.
He grew on me because he batted like 285, I think. I was like, all right, so he can't hit for average. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's probably
I begrudgingly admit he's good now.
He might be MVP this year.
That's a good chance.
Him or Rizzo. I mean, they're both kind of in the conversation.
I'd give it to Bryant.
Yeah.
Rizzo annoys me still.
Well,
because he stands on the plate. I don't know. That just pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean,
then he looks so butthurt when he gets hit. Yeah. Although his celebration was kind of funny.
He was...
He's just, like, dumbfounded.
Well, it was...
Like,
it was
the go-ahead run. It wasn't like game ender or anything. It was just go-ahead run. And he just, like, was speechless, hands on
like,
his head.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, holy, that's kind of funny.
And Zobrist was losing his shit second.
Zobrist was doing the normal baseball player thing, but, like,
normal, excited.
Rizzo was like a 12-year-old kid, kind of like.
Well, that's what...
Where am I?
They kept showing him throughout the whole game, and he's always, like, an emotional wreck for the most part. Somebody saw him or, like... reading his lips on that, he was like, I'm gonna shit my pants. Like,
well, even the one where he goes, oh my god, like,
he was freaking out.
Yeah,
so
I was like, that's pretty
anyway. Yeah, that's I mean, I go back to I don't really actively hate any of these Cubs, you know. Lackey, I'm not a big fan of Lackey now that he's not on the Cardinals again.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Lackey before, and then he was on the Cardinals, so I was like, all right.
I'm mainly not a fan of the Red Sox guys, Lackey and Lester.
Yeah.
I mean, Lester, I just, you know, I don't think he's a douche or anything, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure I like him. They paid him a shitload of money, and he can't throw to first base.
I know, that part's kind of ridiculous.
And that's the other thing. Like, you get the yips. Holy fucking shit. Will anybody sack up and take a lead and actually steal a base against Lester?
Yeah, I know. Who was it?
Mainly I'm talking the Cardinals.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what? Somebody...
I mean,
Lindor got completely picked off, started running to second, Lester stepped off, and let him run all the way back to first.
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't throw it.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, and then, yeah, and then, you know, he won't throw to second. They had a double play, and he didn't throw it to second. Whoever yeah. was on right, first yeah. was just...
And he just did the underhand toss
to
first.
He was frozen. Whoever right. was on first, he just... was lot he didn't get a secondary lead, he was just stuck there, he was dead.
Yeah,
so he would have had a double play easy, but yeah, he just threw the first.
Yeah,
but
one thing I thought too, I thought they should have made Schwarber work a little harder when he got on the bases, like throw behind him and throw pickoffs, just make him, he didn't even get cleared to play the outfield, which isn't really that intense of a position to play, like running yeah, and turning
he
wise
looked, he looked fine running.
Yeah, I know, but they weren't making him there. Like dive back into bases or yeah. anything. Like,
I mean,
that's kind of a dick move because the guy's battling an injury. But hey, it's the World
Series.
They did throw behind him a few times.
I don't think he was taking a lead.
I'm sure he wasn't.
He probably was just step back.
Maybe that step's a little slow.
I
imagine that wears him out a little bit faster yeah, well, too with the injury. So.
You can ask Terry Francona if that cost him the series.
I guess
that could have been the turning point.
I guess going back though, he wouldn't be pushing off. Was it his left leg that he hurt?
I
can't remember.
I don't know. One of his ankles. But that
was
I
ACL.
Mean. Oh right. That is pretty cool though that he was out all year and then he got activated for the World Series.
I mean, I don't particularly like Schwarber.
I mean, who gives a shit if you like him or not? What the hell's he done to you?
Well, you said that's like pretty cool. I don't know. There's, for some reason, the guys that get on my nerves are the ones that, like, really haven't done a ton, but, like, everybody,
well,
like, fawns
over. He hit
over.
A home run against us. That's probably why you don't like him.
Well, part of the reason. And just how everybody fawned over him for it. Like, Baez. With this, kind of. Everybody was falling over Baez at the beginning of the series because he was making awesome plays.
Yeah, we had three errors in the World Series.
Couple errors. So that's a little game rough. Seven. Even yeah. I think he had two errors in Game 7. I was kind of expecting he was probably in the running for MVP, but I think those two errors could have cost him it.
Yeah,
that he didn't really do anything.
I mean,
in Game 7.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't remember Zobrist doing a ton other than getting that go ahead double.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I don't actively.
I mean,
dislike
it comes down to...
Except maybe, I guess, Chapman is relatively dislikable. Also, Joe Buck with the... he brought up the domestic violence thing right when Chapman was in trouble, right before Rajai Davis hit that home run.
Yeah, so Joe Buck was willing shit to happen all night. There was something where he said, it was like, holy shit, Joe Buck just willed that pickoff or something like that.
I don't know. He's a soothsayer.
He made it happen.
It's that
with
giant.
His mind.
It's that giant head and brain exactly. in there. It's like Brainiac.
All it comes down to is Bill Murray's happy and Drew Carey's sad.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I mean, I'm cool with Bill Murray being happy, I guess. So,
well, it goes for all.
Fine with Drew Carey being sad.
There are a lot of people too.
Sorry,
like
Drew Carey.
The other cool thing that you kind of gotta. Sit back and like look at that Game 7 is that there will never be a Game 7 like that ever, probably ever again.
Oh no.
And
some team would have
like
to lose
way.
For 108 years.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? It
could happen
like
in 40.
Even close, even
right.
close
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know.
Like you've got a team that hasn't won in 68 years
right.
and a team that hasn't won in 108 years. And they're going to play one fucking game, and one of those teams is going
to
break their streak, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And
I mean,
it gets
that,
a rain
that's
delay
pretty,
tied
that's,
in the
that's
ninth.
That's pretty awesome. Like, even if you hate the Cubs, like, with all of your, you know, deep within your loins, you know, that's still pretty freaking cool that, you know, that you can kind of... You can watch that game. It's like, you're going to see something that no one has ever seen tonight, pretty much.
Right. Oh,
right? And it's like, yeah, because there are people that, you know, no one is alive from the last time the Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. And I wouldn't wish that game upon anybody. Like, I was glad the Cardinals weren't in that game.
Oh, God. I would have been yeah.
Terrible. Oh, no. Just but, completely destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Either side, if they were the Cubs or the Cardinals.
If we were up and then gave it up and then got it back.
I mean, either side. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be the Cardinals on the Indian side or on the Cubs side. There.
But
shit was nerve-wracking.
Magnify that by your team hasn't won ever.
Right.
For both sides.
Right.
And it's all, yeah. So I couldn't even imagine being one of those fan bases, a fan from either one of those.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's... I don't know. I probably would have had a fucking conniption fit.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, that would have been terrible. My DirecTV was going out all night because it was storming here.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, my God. So I had to throw it on.
If you were a Cubs fan, then on top of that.
I had to Chromecast it.
That'd be great.
So I was a couple minutes behind everybody on the text.
Good Lord.
So then I had to switch my phone to Do Not Disturb so I didn't get notifications.
Yeah. Well... Anyway, good for the Cubs. Fuck you.
I sent
we'll see you April 3rd.
I sent a congratulatory message to Uncle Joe at about 1 a.m.
Oh, did you? Well, did he text you 12 back? 12 a.m.
Well, I had to send it to Anton. I don't have Uncle Joe's number.
Oh.
So I had to send it through Anton, and she did text me back like right away. I'm sure they were up watching that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except they're...
I saw they're traveling, so
yeah, I don't know if they were West Coast or East Coast, so maybe they weren't.
Yeah, so Uncle Joe, long time Cubs fan.
Yeah, so
I'm sure he was going through all of the emotions too.
Yeah, now
probably yeah.
Now all these Cub fans can quit complaining about not winning.
Oh no, we'll see. So that's the one thing that all the bandwagoners are just going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to be extra loud at Bush now.
Yeah,
I mean it's going to be the Royals effect, but you know at least Cubs fans have.
Their jerseys are faded.
Been there in the sense that they've been to Wrigley. I mean, they've been to Busch.
Yeah.
So they know the deal. You know,
it'll How about be, that? Cubs fan getting knocked the nice. F out in the parking lot.
God.
That was terrible.
Stupid. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't the only one either.
Oh, no. That was some terrible
world star
drunk
shit.
Drunk dudes.
Idiots.
Going at it.
But yeah, so it should be fun, though. This year.
Yeah, April 3rd, opening day.
The thing is,
opening day, like MLB opening day opener.
That's going to be some and prime it's time. The Cubs. It's going to be prime time.
It's going to be a hard ticket to get.
You,
we're going to have to get on
you,
them raffles.
I bet you they play at night.
You think they'll move it back?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have a time for it, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
I think it was like 4:35 Eastern.
Well, they've been, the last few years, they've been picking out three games. So they do a game at noon, 3 and 7. So I'm gonna say right now that the Cubs at Birds will be prime time.
Yeah, well that could be. So we do have a little bit of an update on who will be on the roster in that
the Cubs roster or
no,
the Birds
the
roster?
Cardinals.
Oh,
Matheny will be through 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, he was already going to be there in 2017, but now he will be...
Three-year extension.
And they picked up Jaime's option for $12 million.
Yeah, I guess, which was
now,
a
which
little...
doesn't necessarily mean he will be on the roster then, but...
Jaime? Oh, yeah. I think it's still training.
Yeah, they're still...
Well, the thing is, I think we talked about this, too, when we were talking about... That's a pretty good deal for a left-handed starter. I mean, it's a pretty good deal for any starter.
Yeah.
Especially one that has had success. I mean, he had a shitty year last year toward the second half of the year.
Yeah, he would either throw eight innings, one hit, or get like one inning, eight runs.
So, so I was kind of expecting them to pick it up. But also, if he pitches well the first half, and then you can trade him.
Yeah,
you can trade him for a lot of things.
And, I mean... He's probably actually got some value even without doing that just because the market is pretty bad. Apparently, Rich Hill's like the number one starter available. So
nice.
He's like a 36-year-old lefty.
Yeah. And so, yeah, if you're the Birds, you gotta take that.
Yeah. And
but,
I mean, some teams would
well,
take on 1 year, $12 million for a left-handed starter that's had good season
right,
know, before.
Right.
He's got potential.
So is... I was thinking about the Cubs roster. Is Arrieta available this offseason? Is this
Probably not. Is this his free agent year? I don't think so.
I thought the Cubs only signed him for a year.
I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it.
Well,
I literally just heard that Rich Hill's the best pitcher available, so well, I imagine people would rate Arrieta higher than
they
Rich
might
Hill.
Not be thinking that Arrieta's available.
But that was on 101. They're usually a little more informed than us.
And then, yeah. So, well, the Cubs, I was just thinking because they're going to lose a few guys.
Fowler, potentially.
Fowler's probably
I'll take
gone.
Him.
Yeah, I'd take his ass too. Shit.
I'm saying, at the beginning of the year, I said Fowler's the one Cub I didn't actively
hate.
I'll take a
legit center fielder.
Yeah.
Lead off, man.
I don't know that they're going to pull it off. I don't know.
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
Probably. Well,
I
could
see the Cubs
actually
bringing
him back. They've got money to spend, but, I mean, and if Mozeliak says that one of their focuses is center field.
Yeah. Then he's really the top guy available, I would imagine. Unless,
oh, for sure.
I could see them trading for, like, Blackman or something like that. It's a potential thing, too, though.
Yeah. We always talk about trading with the fucking Rockies.
Garcia's a ground-out pitcher. Who didn't get a lot of groundouts this year. Colorado likes groundout pitchers.
Oh,
typically.
Right. I got you.
But
I got you. So yeah. maybe a Jaime for Blackman straight up.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd pull that one, but if the Rockies would pull the trigger on that one.
Well, you'd only have Jaime for a year.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how long Blackman's under contract.
I don't know. Anyway,
no rental.
There'll be some more, hot stove talk,
yeah.
I'm sure, coming up.
I think, the other roster news was the Cardinals probably aren't going to extend a qualifying offer to Brandon Moss.
Yeah.
Which leaves the door open for Halladay, I'm just saying.
Halladay's not coming back.
Need some power off the bench.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back. There's no way he'd sign a contract here to play on the bench.
Why not?
You shitting me?
Yeah. Maybe.
He's a DH. He's got DH written all over him.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
I don't know.
He's a DH. He's not great in the field.
Yeah,
he's
not
only going to get
field.
Worse.
So I set off the bench.
Yeah, but but he can also, he's a good DH too, in that he can actually play some outfield
true.
And some first base if you need him to.
That's true. And
like,
he's swole as hell.
Like if you make the World Series, you're not going to be fucked and have to leave him on your bench. Like
the Cardinals
like
should plan
Santana,
ahead,
right?
Cardinals should plan ahead and keep Halladay for
They're
a
not.
DH in the World Series.
Oh God, they're not keeping Halladay.
Yeah, I know.
They got other areas they need to address. You know,
center.
Yeah, center is a big one.
People have been talking about shortstop getting a legit shortstop. I mean, Diaz improved a lot. I think.
Well,
I think
you can
if
move
he gets
to
work
second.
With Akindo or not.
You can move
you
him
move
to
second.
Second
or probably third. I think Marp wants to stay on the right side of the infield.
Oh, yeah.
Carpenter
plays second
or first. I don't know if I see Marp
first.
As a...
Wong experimented in the outfield. I don't know.
I don't see that lasting.
They're going to have to figure some shit out. You know?
I guess Marp could be a first baseman.
Yeah.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll let Mose
deal
with that.
You still got Peralta. They've kind of got a lot of these dudes, but they don't. They're in a kind of weird situation where they don't have a lot of spots to put people.
Especially
even if even though they're losing Halladay and Moss, you know, it's still. I guess you got a slot there for a big time power bat, and you're gonna need it because you don't have a third. You know, a third place hitter anymore.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I wonder who is going to be
third. Molina.
Piscotty?
Yachty is not going to bat clean up.
Hey,
he
tore it up this year.
He will. He'll bat clean up, but I don't think you should go into the 2017 assuming that Yachty's your cleanup hitter.
I think Matheny already is and has him penciled
yeah,
in for opening
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Matheny's already got.
No, he's got
Matheny's got a roster outline already. Like
he's got him penciled in to fucking pitch too, probably.
Yeah,
pitch. He's gonna bat clean up, and then he's gonna close out the game.
He's I don't know.
But while wearing a fake mustache,
we'll see his Moss.
Yeah,
that's September.
Yeah, well,
really turned me sour on him.
Yeah, well,
he had such a good August and or yeah, like July and August.
Yeah,
re-sign him now.
He became overexposed.
Apparently.
Oh, you didn't even mention we got Jerkos too.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, I mean, their infield is almost set.
Yeah, the infield's pretty stocked. I mean, you get Adams, too. I think the infield's pretty well set.
Mm-hmm. You I think you even got some dudes to play with to trade.
Yeah, I think you just work on your outfield.
You're going to need... You need bullpen. Bullpen and outfield.
Bullpen.
Bullpen sucked.
And six-man rotation. I'm just saying. You need to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Get some of them innings saved. Lynn's not going to be able to pitch as many innings as usual, coming off an injury. No.
Lynn is going
to
pitch.
Wainwright needs to probably pitch a little bit less.
Watch, they'll move to the six-man, like around the All-Star break. Like right
they
got
to commit
right?
to it. Commit to it.
Yeah, okay.
Let them all get in the flow of it. I'm just saying.
They've
got like 11 starters.
They'll pitch once a freaking week. That's ridiculous.
Basically, you've got Wainwright. He's going to be in the rotation.
I think you're assuming too much here, too.
Well, barring any injuries. Okay, well, let's say no injuries. Wainwright's in the rotation. Carlos is in the rotation. You got to imagine Lynn would be in the rotation. He was almost going to pitch at the end of the last season. And then Leak, you're not going to take him out of the rotation. You just signed him for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So there's four guaranteed starters. And then you basically got to put Reyes in the five spot, right? You're going to send him back down to AAA with the bullpen? So then you've got Waka, Garcia, Cooney,
Jaime.
Marco,
and
Jaime.
Yeah.
So
Cooney
is probably not in
why
it.
Even,
he's not that.
He hasn't pitched in a whole year.
I know. But I'm just saying, these are all the starters you've got access to if everybody stays healthy, which obviously they haven't because we're...
Yeah, well...
And, whoa, I forgot his name.
The big thing that you're assuming here is that they're all going to be healthy enough, or not healthy enough, but they're all going to pitch well enough to warrant being in the rotation because I would make the argument that half of those guys that you just mentioned aren't good enough. They weren't good enough last year to be in the rotation at the end of the year. Like Waka.
Right, but
he's
towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But I think he'd benefit from more rest.
It doesn't matter. His arm is not... It's not... I don't know if he's ever going to be the same dude he was in 2013, but he's not right now.
Well,
so,
that's why...
So some of those guys, I think you got to start looking at that, you know, if they don't make the rotation, they're in the bullpen.
Right, and I think Walk is a guy that could be in the bullpen. I think
he could actually be
good out of the bullpen. I think he could pump up the juice a little bit, throw mid-high 90s again.
Yeah.
That he hasn't been doing as much when he's been starting.
Well, I'd like to see a rotation that consists of Wainwright, Lynn, like that. That's kind of Carlos. Carlos is probably your number one. Then you got Wainwright as number two. Then you got Lynn as your number three. Then you got Leak as your four, and then a competition between going into spring training, a competition Waka, Reyes, and Garcia for the five spot.
About Weaver.
Yeah, well, and then you've got Luke Weaver too, but I think
Marco
is definitely not starting the year on the
roster.
Yeah,
he's not going to start. You don't think he'll start on the roster? I think he can make the roster.
No, he was
maybe
hurt.
Probably
all,
not, though.
He was also
I imagine they
year.
Probably let him get innings down in AAA still.
Yeah,
I don't know what his
year.
Options are like.
You can't have that guy that didn't pitch sit in the bullpen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Weaver to me too.
I think
he's got Memphis written all over him.
Yeah, I think those are kind of the couple of guys you probably.
I just don't want them to do what they did with Carlos and be too careful with them with Reyes, and I just want to see his ass pitching in the rotation.
Yeah,
but he's your number one prospect. Throw him in there. He was in there for a big chunk of the year last year. So throw his ass in the rotation. That's what he's there for.
Yeah, but I don't want to burn through his arm all that quick and then get to the playoffs and he's tired. That seems like what the Cardinals have been doing.
Well, you just listed out all these dudes that you're going to have.
That's what I'm saying. Six-man rotation.
No.
give a little bit of extra rest.
He'll be just fine. He's not going to go out there throwing 120 pitches every night.
No, but that shit adds up.
Yeah,
whole season?
Yeah, right.
I mean, look at the last few years. It seems like the Cardinals, the last few years, they always get down to the playoffs, and then just the rotation seems wiped out. Pitchers, they just seem...
What?
Yeah. The last couple of years.
don't know. I just think that that just shows you the quality of pitching that we have right now. I don't think that shows you anything else. I don't think that's fatigue.
I think there's been some fatigue with the Cardinals. I wonder what the like innings look like for Matheny's start as opposed to some of the other ones like around the league. So, I mean, this year the Cardinals went the longest of any team without using a sixth starter.
What? All I know is that
they didn't have any of those injuries.
I don't know, but I don't see that though. I just think that the quality of pitching hasn't been there.
I don't think
if you're looking at the playoffs last year,
I don't think it was this year. 2 years ago it was there.
Well, but then it kind of
crapped out in the playoffs.
Huh?
2 years ago, the pitching was excellent the whole season, and then it was just terrible in the playoffs.
I wouldn't say it was terrible because we only played, four games in the playoffs. Because
the pitching kind of sucked.
Yeah, but but the thing is, we won the first game, Lackey pitched great.
Yeah.
We lost the second game, Jaime pitched like shit, literally.
Yeah, he had to poop.
He had the mud butt. And then, you know, and then your other guys that, you know, they couldn't. I think that's, you're looking at like three games that are, you know.
No, I'm just saying, overall, even like 2013 down the stretch, I don't know, pitching just seems like it's kind of tapered off for the Cardinals. Yeah. The NLCS Waka? Run?
Yeah, you held your whole team. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Waka was great. But like
we went to the World Series in 2013, dude.
2014, I'm thinking. Right?
Anyway, the thing is,
whatever Walker
the thing
gave up
is,
the bomb,
what you're missing,
shouldn't have pitched.
The biggest thing that your rotation is missing is an ace.
Yeah.
Is a lockdown ace. We don't have Chris Carpenter anymore. I mean, that's
Wainwright
the big
hasn't
difference.
Hasn't quite been the same yet.
Well, Wainwright really never was that dude that's going to pitch a whole nine innings and just shut you down, throw one hit baseball. You know, he hasn't been that guy.
He's done that plenty of times.
I'm talking about in the playoffs.
Yeah, not in the playoffs necessarily.
Not at all in the playoffs. Usually, like, you know, three years ago is when he gave up a shit ton of runs against the Dodgers.
Seems like he always misses the big playoff runs with injury.
Yeah.
Or he was in the bullpen.
But anyway, I still think that Wainwright has a chance to bounce back.
I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah.
But yeah,
which
I like.
We always will.
I like
eternally optimistic.
I mean, I like Reyes in there. I just think you're going to have a lot of starters. You're going to need to use them to save some innings.
Well, I think you say this every year,
probably.
And then they always
get injured.
Somebody gets like somebody's going to get hurt, and somebody is going to not pitch well.
Yeah, because we lost Lynn, Marco, and Cooney this year.
Rather than keep all those extra guys, if they're all good enough to start. Trade one of them.
Oh, I didn't say we'd have to keep all
they
of
need
them.
They need to start trading. Like, they need to start selling high rather than not selling at all. Because, their minor league system is starting to run dry.
Yeah, but they just signed a ton of international players. So hopefully those guys pan out before we lose all our draft picks.
Right. Yeah, but that's nice. But it's like, you got to start figuring out, like, some of these. You know, the Yankees, they figured out they weren't going to make the playoffs, and they're able to trade Miller and Chapman for a shit ton of prospects. A shit ton.
Then they almost made the playoffs.
And yeah, then they almost ended up making them anyway.
I don't know that the Cardinals really had anybody like that they could have traded.
Yeah, you had Holiday. But that's
hurt.
The thing. No, he got hurt after the All-Star, or after the trade deadline.
Did he?
Well, I don't remember.
I don't know. He wasn't doing that.
Yeah,
like,
he got.
He wasn't amazing.
He was doing just fine. What are you talking about? There's plenty of dudes that would. There's plenty of teams that would have taken him. Yeah.
Yeah. Some teams probably would.
Yeah, a lot.
AL team.
Yeah. Plus, what he had almost hit. How many home runs did he hit last year? Almost 30. 29. Oh, he did hit 30, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He didn't even get to 20.
Was
he
at 29?
No.
Oh, maybe it was
Jerko led the team
maybe
with
was
30
stuck
and Moss
19.
Was at 29.
Maybe he was stuck at 19 and he got to 20. Yeah,
he missed like 60 games. he hit like
but
30
anyway,
pounds in that.
Yeah. But, you know, you get my point. Like, even Brandon Moss, you could have traded his ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, now
that's true,
you
when
got
he got
nothing
hot.
For him.
But you were right in the heart of the race then.
Any of those guys.
But
you
still.
You could have traded Jerko.
Like,
you could have traded. Yeah, you know.
You're not naming any superstars like Miller and Chapman were.
Miller was not a superstar. Well,
in his position, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Bullpen pitcher? Yeah, he's like a top two bullpen pitcher.
He was fine, but it's like he was still, you know, not a closer or anything. But
so, that's just because they had Chapman.
It doesn't matter. Names, so those are probably the two like, Aroldis is probably the biggest name guy that got traded.
Yeah. But like, Miller has a year on his thing, a year on his contract, that you got. He's right. So, I mean, you get this half season and then an extended season.
Yeah. But another season. It doesn't matter. It was an example.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know that the Cardinals really had anybody that big that's not, like, a key piece that you could have got rid of. Like,
no, there's plenty. I don't know. What do you
mean? Holiday's probably the closest.
Peralta.
Yeah, but he wasn't even doing anything then.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he started out, when he came back, he started out hot.
For like a week?
Yeah, so I'm talking about trading him in July, which would have been the trade deadline.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, it doesn't matter if your aunt had nuts, you'd be your uncle. But you know what I'm saying. It's like we kind of got stuck in that, you know, we were borderline wild card for the whole year,
right?
Pretty much. And rather than go all in, they did nothing. And so they could either gone all in or sold, and they did nothing. They did neither of those, right? So they didn't go all in. They didn't get anybody at the trade deadline to help them.
Yeah.
And not saying there was really anybody out there that would have, but I mean, Andrew Miller probably would have fucking helped.
Probably.
Quite a bit.
I don't know if they had enough to get him.
Yeah.
He got a bigger haul than Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of that.
He's got a contract, basically. Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. I think the Cardinals' biggest problem, though, came in February last year.
No,
so I think that's where they need to.
No, where they got fucked
year.
Over. Well,
outbid
by
Price and
by the
Hayward.
Damn
basically.
Cubs and the freaking Red Sox.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Because they get those two guys, that's a big difference.
Yeah, so they're going to have to really rethink that shit, too, because
they're not
there's
getting
an
the
issue.
Want to play for the
no,
Cardinals
no, it's
discount
not,
they think they're going to get.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it's that, but it's like, you're obviously trying to sign these top-tier guys. They seem like they're in on all of them.
Right.
But they don't get any of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, they can't sign these top-tier free agents, and then you got to settle for Mike Leake.
Yeah.
Who ends up basically sucking ass. He's like your fifth starter.
Yeah, pretty much. You got him for 4 more years.
Yeah, you got him for a lot more years.
Yeah.
So.
But,
which, I mean, he might come back next year and do just fine.
I mean, they can just try to hold out till the 2018 free agent class. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Everybody's hitting the market.
I don't think they're going to do that because they're not a team that's going to be, like, fighting with all those other teams. I could see them trying to backdoor, like, trade for one of those guys that's going to be in it, right? Trade for one of them and then try to re-sign them. Try to do what they tried to do with Hayward.
Right.
But actually do it this time.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Enough off-season speculation.
Yeah.
Let's go into our NFL picks here.
Fuck the NFL.
I don't remember. It's been pretty terrible. Like,
does anyone really give a shit about the NFL? All these NFL games have sucked. You've had two ties in the last 2 weeks.
I know.
One of which was on a Sunday night. What, it ended up being a
6-6
tie.
6-6.
Yeah, no touchdowns.
Pretty much just
that was like,
hot garbage.
That had to be like the bottom of the barrel there.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
And
it's
then,
not
and
that
then, and then they had the And then they had the baseball playoffs like actually be pretty entertaining.
Right. And yeah, so it's just been like, every time I've put on a game, it's been like, pass interference, okay. And then like, oh, holding. Well, this is dumb.
Right.
It's like, all right. So it's just like constant penalties. Except when apparently they're hitting
all these
Cam
games
Newton
are
in
sloppy
the head.
As shit too.
Yeah. That's why I don't know. It's just
anyway, alright.
Game of the week number
one. Let's talk about these bullshit picks.
Game of the week number one. We've got Denver at somebody.
Oakland. I
forgot. Oakland. Is it at Oakland?
It's at Oakland. I'm going to take the Raiders.
Steve's going Raiders. Tim's going Raiders. David, I think, is going Raiders. I'm picking the Broncos.
I knew you were going to do that.
I mean, yeah. All right, here's David's reasoning. I see the Broncos' defense sucking in this one. Oakland has a lot of weapons on offense. Derek Carr greater than Trevor Siemian.
Derek Carr.
But the entire Broncos' defense greater than Oakland.
I don't know about that.
That's like the best defense in the league. Well,
Oakland, though, is actually a pretty good team this year. They're not getting a lot of credit. I don't remember Denver.
They're both six and two.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the Raiders this year. Derek Carr is probably your MVP right now. Almost.
No,
it's probably up there.
No, I doubt it.
Who else?
Not Derek Carr. He hasn't really done shit for me in fantasy.
You left six touchdowns on the bench last week. Whatever the hell it was.
Six touchdowns. He just had 500 yards.
It was four.
That's because he overtime won an entire freaking. So that's how bad the Raiders were. So that's how terrible that game was. It went almost. That almost ended in another damn tie. And it went almost to the end of overtime. And actually ended on a guy trying to shoulder tackle a dude and not knocking him over. That's how that game ended. But yeah, so Carr added up like, I don't know, 150 yards passing, but they couldn't get into field goal range because the Raiders kept getting penalties.
Mm-hmm.
They set an NFL record for penalties in a single game.
Yeah, NFL sucks.
Yeah, I'm not picking the Raiders.
I got you.
I'm sticking with Denver. I've picked against Denver before and it hasn't panned out, so.
All right, what's the other game?
Buffalo at Seattle.
I'm gonna take Seattle.
David's got Buffalo.
What's his reasoning?
I'll get back to that.
Great.
Timmy, he's got Seattle. And I think I'll just go Buffalo. Why not? Seattle hasn't looked very good offensively. Hopefully Jimmy Graham has a good. If LeSean McCoy plays, I'm gonna stick with Buffalo. I'm sticking with Buffalo for the Pinecast, but...
Oh, you mean for the pool?
For my pool, if I find out LeSean McCoy isn't playing, I am picking Seattle.
So well, they're at Seattle.
Yeah, and David's reasoning is bad Seattle offense, and he's also a Buffalo homer.
Yeah, I don't think the Bills are going to go on the road and win that game. Nah.
Yeah. Probably not. Most likely Seattle will. But I don't know. They're just not that good either.
Well, and Seattle's coming off a bye.
No teams in the NFC right. are very good.
Seattle's coming off a bye.
They didn't
play last week.
Think so.
All right. Let's see. For my lock. Oh, wait. Are we doing locks?
Yeah, we'll do lock.
Oh, shit. I forgot what it was. Oh, for my lock, I'm going to pick. So this is probably like the weakest lock that I could pick. I'm gonna take Green Bay over Indy because I'm not too confident that Green Bay is gonna win that game.
Oh, you mean okay? I don't know if you're saying it's like the weakest lock because you're just like
because they're gonna blow them out. No, they're not gonna blow them out.
Yeah,
yeah. Andrew Luck is going to Green Bay, so I don't know. I'll take the Packers. They're favored by 7.5. The Packers are, which I think is pretty high.
Yeah. Because they don't seem that great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through these guys first. You got Tim's pulled up?
No.
I'll get it again. All right. David's lock is Dallas over Cleveland. And it's the second time in a row he's picked against Cleveland and then said he doesn't need to explain his reasoning. So he's just being lazy.
Tim also picked Dallas. It's a
guy's
way to
really
go, guys.
Really stepping out on a limb.
Yeah. Well, we should have a rule that your lock can't be against the fucking Browns.
That probably does need to actually be a rule.
You're picking like one of the best teams in the league against the Browns.
I did that the other week. So I've got my lock as KC over Jacksonville. F Jacksonville. Yeah. Which leads me perfectly into David's upset, which is Jacksonville over KC.
Nailed it.
And then I was like, oh, KC's playing Jacksonville? There's my lock.
Is David sticking with Bortles on his fantasy team?
I don't know. I think he said he held on to him. Let's see.
He's not going to drop him.
It says, I feel like I picked Jacks to upset everyone they play, so I'm going to continue the streak. I don't think that's really worked out too well for him.
Way to go, David.
Do they have two wins? One win?
All right. For my upset, I am going to take Tennessee over San Diego.
That's an upset?
Yeah, San Diego's pretty good. They've won like four in a row.
I don't think so. I think they've won like two in a row.
Well, whatever it is. They
should have won more games.
They have a chance.
But they like...
Well, all the games they've lost is by like 2 points.
Right, they could probably have like six wins, but Phillip Rivers always gets the lead and then watches the team blow it. Missed field goals, all the good stuff.
Yeah, well,
sad Rivers.
The Chargers are favored by 5 points against Tennessee. Yeah, are you kidding? Tennessee sucks, man.
Yeah, I guess so. That whole AFC South sucks. Yeah, who's even leading it?
I don't know.
Brock Osweiler and the Texans.
Oh God,
probably. All right, David's upset was Jacksonville over KC. I already said that, and Timmy's upset. He went with the Rams.
Barf.
He's picking the Rams over the Panthers.
Barf.
Which is actually kind of... I think it's in L.A. too. So Cam Newton's going to have a big game. Also, after basically all this talk about Cam Newton not getting calls, everybody's like, yeah, Cam Newton doesn't get calls. He's going to get so many calls against the Rams defense.
Probably.
They are penalty prone.
The Rams defense so many are calls. So stupid. Like...
Yeah, it's just gonna be a terrible, terrible game.
Yeah.
The Rams are gonna be well on their way to 7-9.
Right.
Sorry, Tim. Don't mean to shoot down your pick. my upset. I'm going Detroit over Minnesota. Minnesota has not looked great lately. Their Norv Turner quit out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Citing creative differences.
Yeah. Right.
Basically. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Sam Bradford is apparently offensive coordinator kryptonite. Dude kills so many careers as offensive coordinators. It's crazy. So, and
it's
Detroit,
so
I think
weird.
Detroit's
like
sneaky good.
How does your freaking offensive coordinator quit a team that's 5-2?
I don't know.
Right?
They just
lost two
in a row. So they were 5-0, but yeah, it's pretty weird.
Jesus.
There must be some Zimmer, isn't that their head coach?
I don't know.
Maybe he's a real jerk.
Maybe.
Maybe Norv Turner's a real jerk.
Maybe Bradford's a real jerk.
He could be.
I'm just kidding. He's great. He's wonderful.
Yeah, probably. All right, but yeah, I'm going Detroit. I think Detroit's actually sneaky good.
Uh-huh.
Stafford's pretty high up there.
Stafford, yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's having
pretty
a pretty good
QB,
year.
So yeah. that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
All right. That'll conclude... I think our cast. Oh, we didn't even talk about the Blues.
The Blues are playing currently right now.
We didn't mention them getting blown out earlier.
But I saw a couple interesting Instagram stories last night during Game 7 as I was looking on there.
Yeah.
And from Shat Deuces, Kevin Shattenkirk, attending the Adele concert.
Instead of watching Game 7?
Well... Do you think he really gives a shit about that?
It's a sport.
Anyway.
Sport.
Well, yeah. So I was like night before a hockey game, they're in Dallas, and Adele was playing in Dallas. And so it's like night before a fucking hockey game, watch the Adele concert.
Yeah,
it's whatever. Like, that's like the most unhockey player thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. He's got to shift his focus.
Yeah.
Gets his mind off of hockey.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
he's gonna have hello stuck in his head the whole time at the game.
The Blues started out hot, but the last few games they haven't looked too great. The game they played against the Rangers was terrible. They lost 5-0. So
they look pretty good on this big ass TV.
So now they're playing the Stars. So we'll see how they do tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Bortuzzo got hurt. He's going to the IR, it sounds like. He's probably going to be out for a while.
Yeah, that'll happen. All right, we went a little long talking about the World Series, longer than I expected, so let's wrap this bad boy up. Follow at View from the Pine on Twitter, and go get your 7-9 bullshit mugs on the viewfromthepine.com store.
Before they sell out.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Fucking Stan fucking Kroenke.
They're on sale this week, so get them while they're hot.
That's right.
All right. Until next time, birds.
Birds.